This is Cults Daily. Every day in April, we're breaking down various predictions made by different cult leaders. In 1981, 50-year-old Valentina de Andrade convinced her neighbors that God was non-existent. Then, she told them that Jesus was an extraterrestrial who would be arriving soon in an alien craft to save them from the end of days. She could get them aboard, but she would need something first. We hope you enjoyed this episode on the Superior Universal Alignment. Be sure to come back tomorrow for a brand new installment of Cults Daily. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a small Brazilian town nestled in the middle of the Amazonian jungle lived 50-year-old Valentina de Andrade. In 1981, she had her neighbors convinced that God didn't exist and Jesus was actually an extraterrestrial who would arrive soon to save them from the end of days.
But there was a catch. If her followers wanted to join her aboard that alien craft departing from Earth, they first needed to hand over their sons for a series of satanic rituals. Rituals that often led to sacrifice.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 12th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're discussing the ideology of Valentina de Andrade. She convinced her small Brazilian community that their days on Earth were numbered, and in 5 years' time, the world would be destroyed. The Superior Universal Alignment, as the group came to be called, believed their only way to salvation was by becoming a member. Only those loyal to the cause would be invited to board the UFO craft that would help them escape from Earth.
Red-bellied piranhas, hungry jaguars, 30-foot anacondas. The Amazon rainforest is populated with dangerous predators, but none of them were as deadly as the 50-year-old Valentina de Andrade of Altamira, Brazil.
The petite and rather unassuming woman began her rise to power in 1981 after she claimed to receive messages from divine cosmic beings. She was convinced that she was an incarnate being sent to Earth to spread an important message. That God did not exist, Jesus was an alien, and light, love, and truth should be put before all else.
De Andrade claims that people followed her because she was, quote, an extrovert, loyal, real, affectionate, and a discreet person that knows when to talk, listen, and keep it to myself, which made hundreds of people not hesitate in opening their hearts to me, being able to think in a loud voice with me.
As Chandraja's following grew, her disciples were spotted in the night, practicing black magic and wearing hooded robes. Some sources claim their behavior was reminiscent of the diabolical Ku Klux Klan.
But with Chandraja's message of love and light came a dangerous philosophy. She believed in the eradication of evil.
De Andrade claimed that any male born after the year of 1981 was corrupt and needed to be abandoned if the Superior Universal Alignment was to receive salvation as a whole.
But when the 1986 doomsday date came and went with no fallout, De Andrade decided to take things to the next level. She convinced her followers that the ship hadn't come because they hadn't fully proved their loyalty. She now demanded ritualistic sacrifice.
Between 1989 and 1993, more than 19 children went missing from this small area of the Amazon. All of them were males, between the ages of 8 and 14. And five of those boys turned up dead, their bodies mutilated, some missing organs, which were said to be sold on the black market.
But one 9-year-old boy managed to escape members of the Superior Universal Alignment and reported the crimes to the police. The boy helped the police in locating four of the men involved with his capture, but Jandraja fled the country, and she remained on the run for the next 11 years.
Then, in 2003, after five of her followers were convicted and sentenced to life in jail, Jandraja was finally located. She was forced to return to Brazil and stand trial.
Jandraja was accused of the murder and torture of 19 boys. But she had a strong alibi that managed to sway the jury in her favor.
On the 17th day of trial, the jury ruled in a 6-1 vote that Valentina Jandraja was innocent of these crimes.
The parents of the children were outraged as chaos erupted in the courtroom. The now 72-year-old Jandraja actually fainted when she heard the verdict and was quickly given medical attention like a damsel in distress.
The prosecuting attorneys swore that they would appeal the court's decision and continue to seek justice for the heartbroken families, victims of Jandraja's absurd doomsday preparations.
But Valentina Jandraja never returned to court.
Instead, the diabolical leader resettled in Argentina, where she continued to spout her doomsday prophecies to new followers until at least 2009. Whether or not Jandraja continued committing atrocious acts of violence is up for debate.
But one thing is for certain, Jesus still hasn't arrived in his spacecraft to rescue Jandraja or the Superior Universal Alignment from the end of days.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.